Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Shlishi of this week's Parsha is one of the major parts of the story of Yaakov and Echav. After in the end of Sheni, we have Yosef coming to the brothers in the mission that his father gave him, and they see him from far. Etc. In the beginning of our Aliyah, the Torah telling us, "Kasher ba Yosef elecha vayafshitu et Yosef et kotanto," they throw him into the bor, as we know, and they're sitting to eat bread, and then they're selling him to the Ishmaelim, they're taking him to Egypt. Suddenly, in pasuk kafted, the Torah telling us, "Vayashov Reuven el bor, v'inen Yosef b'bor vayikra et begadav." Right? So Chazal is referring to what was exactly happening with Reuven, and that wasn't part of the Mechira, according to what Rashi on the spot telling us, "B'mechorato lo haya sham, shehigia yomo lelech veleshamesh et aviv." So he was back, you know, that was his day to assist his father. We need to remember, you know, Yaakov wasn't a young man already, and they took turns, I guess. The brothers took turns of each one of them was meshamesh to his father, and he wasn't there. Rashi continue and bringing the words of the midrash. It says, "Davar acher asuk haya besako v'ta'anito al shel bilbel yetzuei aviv." So if you remember last week, Parsha, we have a strange pasuk, right, that telling us that Reuven Shachav et Bilha v'ayu bnei Yaakov after that 12, and Chazal referring to what exactly happened over there, and Rashi going with the midrash saying over here that he was busy in his second ta'anit, doing tshuva on what we read previously. But the midrash, if we're reading the midrash says like that: Rabbi Eliezer Omer besako v'tanuto, meaning the midrash asked where Yaakov was that he came back to the bor, and Rabbi Eliezer says besako v'ta'anito, ukshenifna, when he finishes sak and ta'anit, etc., halach ve'itzitz le'oto abor. He went and took a peek into that bor to see what's going on over there, right? And he was expecting, obviously, to see Yosef, because the last time that he was there, right, they threw him into the bor. Hadau dechti vayashov Reuven el abor. That's why it says vayashov Reuven. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now coming a very interesting piece of the Midrash. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me'olam lo chata adam lefanai ve'asa tshuva. There was never a case before that a person sinned and did tshuva in front of me. Ve'ata patachta b'tshuva tchila. And you are the first one that coming and starting with tshuva. Chayecha sheben bidcha omed ufotech b'tshuva. Right? I promise you that your descended, right, referring to Hoshea, right, he will be the one that opening about tshuva. Ve'eze ze ze Hoshea shenemar tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. And the obvious question on the midrash need to come both on the part of about the first one that doing tshuva. Is Adam Arishon didn't do tshuva? Is Cain that says gadol avonim in eso, is not regretting and doing tshuva, etc., etc.? We have people before Reuven that did tshuva. And the second question is Hoshea is the first one that talking about tshuva? Right? The Torah itself says, right? In Parashat Nitzavim, we know that even called the Parashah of the tshuva, we have all what described over there, and Shmuel spoke about tshuva. So what exactly the Midrash is saying? And I think that we can understand the Midrash if we understand what exactly happened over here, right? If Reuven really wasn't in the in the Mechira of Yosef. So this is probably the first time that somebody is doing tshuva on something that he didn't do. Reuven wasn't part of the Mechira. He can come, look in the pit, says, oh, Yosef is not here. What you did to him? Oh, you sold him, right? Maybe you should do tshuva, right? But that's not what happened. Reuven feels the responsibility. And he's the one that starting to regret on the action that took place over here, right? And Hoshea is the one that says, Shuva Israel ad Hashem Elokecha. Before that, the psukim that we have in the Torah is about the individual, right? Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha. You as individual, as the sinner, need to come back to Kadosh Baruch, and Kadosh Baruch is doing step to you. But Hoshea speaking about Shuva Israel as a nation, not always about your sin. It's about the achrayut that we have for others. And that's the phenomena that Reuven is bringing to us. And because of that, he was zocheh that Hoshea would be the one that speaking to us. Have a great day.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support, and thank you for learning with us.